The threat of determinism came from the idea that the laws of nature determine everything that is going to happen. But what if this is not true? Some have pointed out that this doesn't seem to be true in quantum mechanics, where the behavior of a particle is not determined in advance. It's not clear, however, that this, too, is helpful. Even if there is a random component to the behavior of particles, or of the universe more generally, free choices require more than just that an action wasn't determined in advance. Free choices require that what is responsible for what ends up happening is the actor. You are what determines your choice, not the role of some cosmic die. Holding that the laws of nature plus some element of randomness is responsible for everything that happens in the universe still does not explain how a person can be responsible for what he or she does, and that is the sense of free choice that is so centrally embedded in our common sense understanding of people. This makes it seem that the real conflict is between a scientific conception of the world and our more common sense understanding of people. The determinism isn't essential to the problem, rather, it's just one way of contrasting how science explains how or why things happen with our common sense understanding of human actions. While free choices seem crucial to our understanding of ourselves, it's not clear how to fit them into the world of science. In response to such a problem, it's always possible just to say, well, so much for science. If science can't explain an essential part of what it is to be human, then perhaps science is not capable of explaining everything important about the world.